Rap H Radio. Comes to you every live, every Saturday from noon to 2 with me, the Last Ranger Manny, Lamb Solo, the Lone the Ranger. Rap H Radio! Lone Ranger, no more. I'm not alone. I got Todd from Todd's show. It's his show. I hijacked it again. Hey now.
It's our show.
Okay.
Turn it up!
We are the Allied Forces of Rap H Radio. And we do this. We want to say one thing, listeners.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Todd, for the Todd Show. It is almost the anniversary of Rampage Radio Real John FM since its inception with...
1982.
Yeah, so we're probably not going to bother anybody today, but we're gonna mix them in with maybe Rampage! That kind of...
It'll be our 40th anniversary month.
Right.
Celebrate it for a month.
Let's do that.
Get Ron Quintana.
And what are we doing on our anniversary? What are we doing? We're going to go see a brunch metal show.
Tomorrow.
A metal brunch show.
Day drinking show.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have my ham and eggs. Oh no, I'm gonna have it. What do you call it? The one that's good with a muffin. God damn. Holiday sauce.
The McMuffin.
No,
the eggs Benedict.
Yeah, well, you Arnold. Okay,
exactly. Benedict Arnold
from the exactly. Benedict. I'm gonna have no. That was a guy from what do you call it? Battlestar Galactica. What's his name? Benedict. That's the best. Right. I don't know. I'm just fucking around.
All right, we're going to get into music here.
All right, so what are we going
to talk to you about shows and everything.
Some anniversary. Oh, that's a climatic there. You know why? I'm not high as hell, that's why.
Thunder.
Let's do it. High as hell. We want to thank Bob from Old Time Ashbury Show and how we hijacked the show. He loved it, by the way. Bob, some of our best work. Some of our best Rampage Radio work was done on his shows when he was out the last couple weeks. By the way, if you want to listen to Bob's Old Hit Ashbury Show, you can hear us next last 2 weeks. Good stuff. Anyway, back to Todd, the Todd Show here at Rampage
Radio.
Yeah, let's
get into music.
Let's do it. Well, I'm ready for you. Well, yeah, you got to bring the fucking the rainy weather on a beautiful day like this, being the fifth day of March. The anniversary of Rampage Radio, the 40th anniversary.
Yes.
The day before tomorrow. For tomorrow,
Manny,
we die. Why?
Tomorrow, I need you to leave.
The wall of death will be spread again by the Moses Z. Another Z. There's a lot of Z's in our life.
Ah, Rampage Radio.
Rampage Radio, Rampage Live FM.
I need you to bleed, Manny.
Why, Demi? Why? The power of Christ compels me. We'll be right back.
FM. It's bigger than what? Bigger than the invention of sex. I'm gonna take the grossest part of my body and stick it in the grossest part of your body.
Just once?
No, a lot of times.
I can actually think of a grosser part of my body.
We'll do that too.
Rampage Radio on RadioValencia.fm.
That microphone doesn't work there, Joe. Joe, do you have a DJ, Joe? Do you have a DJ name? Let's make one up for you.
Yeah.
Here, well, take...
Check.
There you go, here.
Death Joe coming at you.
Yeah, save two syllables. All right, hey, and of course, Todd. You guys are hot, I'm cold. I talk a lot. And hello, Chocolat, who talks a lot. Coming up next, Todd from Todd's show.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you in a minute and tell you about what's going on and how are you doing. Thank you for tuning in to Rampage Radio Riverside.fm. You know how to mission comes into the mission. This is the health service of California. Where I live, where we live.
Live.
Oh, well, I just died. Some blew me up. What are you going to do? All right, stay tuned. Rampage Radio, Todd Show. Hey, Joey! That's your DJ.
Death Joe.
Hey, Joey!
Death Joe.
No, Joey. Joey's my guitarist.
How about J-O-E-D-I-E? So Joe died. Go die.
Or Death Joe.
Death Joe. Yeah. Cartoon. I see the comic book now.
It is the nickname that was in high
fucking up my song, Manny.
Fuck, those sounds 100 times better. Badass. Oh, there you go. No, I fucked it up. You're right. Mike's speaking over it. Rapid Radio. Destroyed the audience, really, literally. They're cheering you on. They're cheering on their death.
It's background music, man.
You're like, oh, they're cheering you on. Could you save her? And what do? You destroy the town. Like, as if it's pandemic's out. There's a movie called Contagion that has that. Instead of like helping the people, they're just gonna wipe out the whole fucking town with a nuke. That could have happened here. And why do we write a song about it? Can't happen here. Can't happen here.
That's Rainbow.
Oh, shitter.
All right, just heard a big set of fucking.
Whoa, what's it? Okay, go up, sorry.
Brutal metal.
Let's try that again. We just heard a big, what now?
Set of metal.
No, try it again, because I hit
set
the
set of metal. That was that regurgitation, going way back to 94, I think.
You just regurgitated.
Sad paper operations.
Psychological operation?
And we heard Ripping Corpse. That was request for Joe. For
Joe Death.
Death Joe. Death Joe.
No, Death Joe, that's good.
Death Joe, there you go.
The Death Blow by the Death Joe. There you go. Death Blow, Death Joe.
Which is also a good band from Salt Lake City.
Death Joe?
Death Blow.
Fuck Death Blow, Death Joe.
Who got the final Death Blow?
Death Joe. Rampage Radio.
That was anti-God.
Yeah, are we having a good time? I know. I know I am. I think it's Wang Chung in. We're going to continue Wang Chung in here.
Before that, some going back to some other early demos. Engorged with Eating the Afterbirth.
We have a geographic for that. Yeah, great.
Manny prefers the afterbirth for dessert, but you know that's the way Manny is.
I start with dessert.
Sepultura with Troops of Doom.
Well, okay, I see a theme going on here.
Hypocrisy, Dead World.
Yeah, I can see the hypocrisy in
Watain, who's going to be playing Monday night? No, they're not.
Watain?
Black Cunt.
Bullshit.
Black Cunt.
I blame Satan.
And I started off with a classic gutted Bleed from the Bleed for Us to Live from 94.
What a woman.
One of my favorites.
You sound like a woman.
The death metal genre. So
that's women things.
Probably Gutted's best album.
Yeah, for sure.
I sound like an idiot, did I? Oh, my God.
All right, Manny. So the big show tomorrow. There you go. Zetro Sousa.
Oh, Joe Die! Oh, my God. What the hell just happened?
TV, and we're here tonight.
Oh, what time? I mean, I like the Todd part, for sure. But we were just talking about Joe Die. Joe Die. Whatever I said...
This is Todd Owens of Capital Chaos TV, and we're here tonight at Dwarfield in San Francisco with Steve Zetro Sousa. So how are you doing tonight, Steve?
Good. How are you?
What's happening?
Doing very well.
You should have fast-forwarded
to go?
Ready to go, man.
Okay. Yeah. I got command. You just said it to me. How did the video tell me to do that?
No, we're doing Dublin Death Patrol 10 and Hatred.
Oh, that's how you did. Okay, good.
We were doing on that. I thought every city was like that, because even at that point, none of us had...
Go back.
Are you talking about COVID right there?
Bay Area. Are you talking about the Bay Area?
Are you talking about the COVID?
Bay Area.
Right.
Back in the early days.
It's like your family. You live with these people on the times. I mean, this is my family for the next 5 weeks. I see them every day, every minute of the day. They know when you're happy, when you're sad, when...
You sound like a wrestler.
You know, when everything goes on. So it's part of it.
All right. I just wanted to go back a little bit to the early days Bay Area, from the Bay Area. So you're part of that initial
The video looks like you're wearing an Exodus t-shirt.
Some thoughts,
which is Exodus, because you're right in front of your chest.
1984, 85 in the Bay Area. What the hell was going on here?
Yeah, what the hell was going on?
What the hell we were doing on that? I thought every city was like that, because even at that point, none of us had really traveled out. So you thought every... Doesn't every town have 13 killer thrash bands deep, you know? And so it was...
Slayer playing all the time.
Suicidal. There was a gig on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Metal Mondays.
Stuff going on constantly. So we were very fortunate to be a part of something that is just so... revered by so many people and so many, you know, other genres of music that thrash metal has spawned as well. So I think that a magical time to look back at it, for sure.
Basically, for the first 20 years, you and Bailoff kind of alternated, right, with vocals for Exodus. So what was your... Did you have, like, a relationship with him, or do you get along with him? You were pretty close with him?
It was nothing personal. I mean, Exodus had, you know, fired Bailoff. I had nothing to do with that. He even said, I don't blame Zetro for joining the band. I would have done the same thing. So when everybody thought we were kind of... disliked each other or had a rivalry, we really didn't. I was the singer, he was the ex-singer, and then, you know, and right before he'd passed, he'd come back, then they were going to try it again with him, but it just, because he passed, it really didn't materialize, and it kind of fell back on my lap to, okay, you want to do this now? And I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know. So my heart really wasn't... That's why the period was kind of short then. That stint, I really wasn't into it. Now it's like my heart is 3,000% into it.
Why do you think besides your history with Exodus, obviously a historic Bay Area thrash band, but you are also connected with Legacy/Testament. So you're one of the original members of Legacy. So just a couple questions about how that was, and maybe your thoughts on Legacy, and obviously the influence the Testament's had down the road. I know you're close with Chuck, and you kind of brought Chuck into Testament, right? So maybe just talk a little bit about that.
I was in Legacy, and then I was asked to join Exodus. This was in 86, and I know Chuck had played in another... You know, it wasn't really a thrash band. And I said, hey, you want to try out? And I was just, you know, it was that sort of thing. I mean, we started Legacy because of Exodus, that type of music. We wanted to play like that, you know. Most of the bands did. If you talk to Lee, you'll see he did Heathen the same reason. We were looking at what Exodus was doing, you know, everybody was. So it worked out really well for everybody. It spawned this huge genre of music, and a lot of us still going, you know. Testament's still going strong. Death Angel's still going strong. Exodus still going strong. Metallica obviously going strong. So
obviously,
from this group, the groups we were with, are still kicking.
And I know from interviewing some of the bands, they talk about, you know, just being a lot smarter now and mature, and maybe not mature, but older, and realizing, you know, what's important. And obviously... all these original bands are now have almost a second life, right? Third life.
You were kids at the time, man, and you were like, they gave you the keys to the damn candy store and everything in it, and we took advantage of it. I ate my share of candy.
He ate his share of candy.
We all did, and we looked at it in that light. So I think that, you know, now we're like, I've got kids that are, I mean, my son is 25, 22, and 17. I have older children, you know, and so it's... like you said, it's responsibility. You know, we're very fortunate we still get to play, you know, heavy metal rock and roll on the level that we do get to do it on, you know. So it's really, we're very fortunate.
Crazy times back then. I saw something recently online about, it was a post where you guys were at Bill Graham's house for some record release thing or whatever.
Gianni's Flying in a Blue Dream.
It was like 88 or something?
Yeah, no, it was actually 89 or 890. It was Flying in a Blue Dream. We were invited to Bill's house because we were managed by Bill Graham Management.
All right, Manny, let's get back into some music here. Right?
Go ahead. I was just thinking, wow, right? Go ahead, play some fucking music here, Jeff.
I heard Bill made like an...
All right, we're going to do a nice thrash set here.
Yeah, he was totally...
Joe made, knows all about the new wave of old school thrash metal.
Jacket that night. It was
NWOTM.
Like bands like Metallica and these guys should not be knocking. They all got kids. I don't need to hear new amazing Metallica. So play some kid stuff. They'd be amazing. That I think they'd be great. James Hetfield came out like, get around, yeah, yeah. Ready, boys and girls, yeah, 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 ooh, yeah, 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 ooh. Get a former. Had a dog. Yeah, had a dog, yeah. Bingo was his name, oh yeah. B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Bing down. My would be the ultimate. They'd be... And then...
Thank you. projections, women shower scenes, evil dancer fashion, savvy cyborgs, frank queen hairstyle, hard bodies, aliens, untrustworthy fat men, satanic suckling sewer mutants, brutal violent caged women.
All can be found on Rampage Radio on RadioValencia.fm. We're approaching the 1 o'clock hour. After that, one more hour left of Rampage Radio, RadioValencia.fm, here in the heart of Mission, transmissions from the Mission, San Francisco, California. Page Radio, RadioValencia.fm. Ever seen a bigger pile than that?
Sir, no, sir!
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir!
5'9", I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
On Rampage Radio with me, the Last Hanging Manny, on Rampage Radio.
That is one big pile of shit.
Yeah. Rotting employees?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Metal.
Is it metal to have easily avoidable work-related accidents the cause of death?
Yeah, again, metal.
Is it metal for none of you to care at all?
Yeah, it's way more metal if we don't care about it.
Well, I guess I didn't know all that stuff was metal. Anyway, follow me.
All right, thank you for letting me play that indestructible noise command. Fist of Fascista. Fist of Fascist. Why did I play that, Todd, from 2011, indestructible noise
because
command?
Because I played something else that reminded you of that.
You fascist. Here, we're unfascinating. We're fascist Chernobyls. More like, you know, the way we dress, we're fascist Chernobyls. That's a good thing, because we know we're pro-USA. USA, USA. The hearts go out to Ukraine. Because we're programmed to believe that.
All right. Yeah, we were in the midst of a new wave of old school thrash metal set until Manny interrupted them. They keep it going with some French thrash. We're at Pidge Radio every Saturday from noon until 2.